think I've thrown a hip.
Meanwhile, okay. In the background, there's today's kind of dance music because the DMB dance group are doing their crazy DMB dancing loop.
A lot of rump shaking. But look, we had a lot of rump shaking just a little bit earlier with the Miss Relay pageant, which is a lot of fun right here at Relay for Life every year. And we're lucky enough to have the two gorgeous winners with us. The fundraising winner.
That's right.
And the overall winner. So
Well, it's kind of fundraising and people's choice.
Sorry, people's
choice. So it's hard to know who's the real winner out of the two, Lou.
Well, we're the real winners.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, Miss Relay dudes dressing as lovely ladies, basically. That's the bottom line, isn't it, Lou?
It is pretty well. Dudes in dresses. So, Madeline is from the Army Cadets. And the only reason I knew that, Matt, is because of her choice of footwear.
Yes.
She's got the standard issue army boots on.
Yeah. Now, Madeline was the fundraising winner. Now, how much did you raise?
$367.
Nice Fantastic. Work, Madeline.
That's
nice
brilliant.
Work.
In 20 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, I know. 20 minutes
with
racing
a bucket.
Around with the bucket.
Yeah.
And you were smart, though. Because you didn't have the high heels on like some of the other contestants, you were moving quite swiftly.
Yeah, that's right. I can cover a lot of ground really quick. The boots definitely help. Good grip on this grass surface we've got. Means that I could cover the oval twice as fast as the other contestants, meaning more money.
Yep.
All right, but there'll be people out there. It's not a visual medium, I'm afraid, radio. So could you talk us through your outfit for those that can't see you?
Well, basically, you've got the classic makeup, you know, the fake lashes.
Very nice fake lashes.
Oh, look, to putting them on is just, it's a worse thing. I don't know how girls do it, but anyway, very good. Lipstick.
You've gone the classic red, and can I say, you are pulling it off.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Also, wearing my sister's dress, which was pretty handy.
Scary that you're the same size, though.
Yeah, I know. It's good, isn't it? Really convenient. Good airflow at the front. I mean, there's a nice V sort of split there.
Don't lift it too high.
Also, classic socks,
but no hair removal of any kind.
No, you're quite a hirsute young man, too. You?
Well, about 18 years of hair growing has resulted in this.
Yeah.
And, that's all I can really say.
All right, now should we meet...
Very dark hair.
Exactly.
Too. Very, very,
very
dark
hair. Should we meet the People's Choice, Manila?
Let's meet the People's Choice. Now, the People's Choice is from the Trinity School team. His/her name is Sexy Samantha. Hello, Samantha. Now, I'm really liking, can I just say about Samantha's makeup, Matt? The glitter. That just won it for me, and I think that's what's won you the People's Choice.
Yeah, look, it all counts, but I really think it's, what's in your head that really matters,
Don't objectify her, Lou.
I'm sorry.
But I think the braids help, though, as well.
Yeah, the braids are nice.
Yeah, the braids. Yeah.
Did you do the dress yourself?
True.
Oh, did you do the braids?
No, I had a girlfriend's mum did them.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And a delightful dress. Whose dress?
Apparently it's a tie-on or something. One of the girls in my school's dress fits oddly well.
Yeah, it does. And I think a tie-on was a good choice because then you've got a little bit more room around the rib cage, which is good.
Yeah. It all works.
It really does.
Well, well done. You did a terrific job. It is, let's be honest, it's one of the fun highlights, Lou, of Border Relay for Life. And unfortunately, I don't know if you heard, but I got peer pressured into agreeing to do it next year.
It's good fun. You'll love it.
How do you think Matt will go? Do you think he'll do well?
I mean, if he keeps the facial hair, keeps it growing, that really will add to the effect. Making sure that the makeup standard is there, as well as a great outfit.
You're right.
Right.
Some very
all
sage
right.
advice
good
there from Madeline.
Are you going to do it next year, either of you?
If I'm still around, I've applied for the army, so I might not be here. So
I'm going to take you on. What about you?
Well, look, it's a year 11 thing at Trinity, so I'll be in year 12 next year, so...
Someone else has to pass the baton on. Has to pass the frock on to someone else, Matt.
All right, well done, lads.
Thanks, guys. Well done.